The Traveler's Journal, September 20th. Previewing Oktoberfest in Munich. In the fall of 1810, Ludwig, Crown Prince of the Kingdom of Bavaria, married Princess Teresa. A massive fair was held on a swath of fields along Munich's southwest corner, and the whole city was invited. The fall festival proved so popular with Bavarians, they made it an annual event that has grown into the world's largest beer bash, a 16-day non-stop celebration of hops. Despite its name, Oktoberfest actually begins on the last or next-to-last weekend in September, as is the case this year. Festivities commence this Saturday morning at 11, when the first of the huge horse-drawn beer wagons will enter the fairgrounds on the fields now named after Princess Teresa. Saturday evening, a huge folklore concert will be held. Many participants will join the great procession on Sunday morning as hundreds of marching bands move from Munich Center to the fairgrounds, accompanied by floats and much frivolity. The proportions of the main event are staggering. German breweries have erected a dozen huge tents, some seating 10,000 revelers. Arranged along four main avenues, the tents are surrounded by an ongoing carnival, complete with carousels, games, and hair-raising, gut-churning rides. But the consumption of beer is the primary activity. 5 million participants will consume 2 million gallons, along with mountains of sausage and grilled chicken. Oktoberfest afternoons are fairly relaxed, but evenings can get rowdy. Unaccompanied women are advised to proceed with caution. For a world of travel resources, visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.